about you, man?
Please rise for our morning prayer. Today's Jesse tree symbol is the Ten Commandments. God delivered the commandments to Moses on Mount Sinai, and Moses brought the resulting tablets and the commandments back to his people. The ornament depicts the tablets on which the commandments were written. Let us pray. Lord, you have given us your law so we can love and serve you and others. Thank you for this gift. Help us to love and serve well. Amen. Good morning. My name is Tyler Lowenstein. Some of you may know me as I have coached volleyball the last few years, and I have some family here at Duchesne. Luke is my youngest brother. He's a junior here at Duchesne. And the best athletic director on the planet, Miss Debbie Turner, is my aunt. I graduated from Duchesne in 2010. During my time here at Duchesne, I played football and basketball for 4 years, golf and baseball for a couple years, and dabbled in high jumping on the track team for a year. I was also vice president of the student council and a member of the National Honor Society. After high school, I went on to Maryville University, and I actually graduate tomorrow with my doctorate in physical therapy. In college, I participated in Maryville Reaches Out, which is a day of service. I joined the Knights of Columbus, which is the largest Catholic service organization in the world. And I've been volunteering up here at Duchesne with summer camps and coaching basketball with the Feeder League program since I graduated in 2010. I feel that I owe so much to Duchesne because it played such a huge role into making me who I am today. Coach Baselog taught me so much, not only about the game, but just about how to become an all-around good person. And that's why I coach now. I love having the opportunity to make an impact on a kid's life, like he did for me. So my challenge to you guys would be to find something that you have a passion for and volunteer. Do it because you love it and because you want to, not just because you have to get a signature and turn it into Mr. Van Deest. And I just got engaged to my high school sweetheart who also went here to Duchesne, Andrea Sutley. We've got over 500 people on our guest list, full of great friends and Duchesne families. I'm gonna have 8 groomsmen, 7 of which either went to Duchesne or currently go to Duchesne. Lukey, if you're still paying attention to me, will you be one of my groomsmen? I think I may have just embarrassed him a little bit. My point is, guys, you are surrounded by so many great people here at Duchesne that care deeply for you. So take advantage of your time here. That leads me to my last piece of advice. One of the worst feelings in the world is the feeling of regret. There's a quote from a book I had to read in school, and I say I had to because I hated reading, but it read, "Of all the words of mice and men, the saddest are, it might have been. It might have been." You never want to look back at your high school years and think what it could have been. You never want to look back and think, man, if I only would have worked a little harder in the gym, we could have won districts. Or, if I only would have spent a little more time studying, I would have been accepted to that college that I wanted to attend. So as I always say in basketball, leave it all out there on the court. Utilize this precious time in your life and make the most out of high school. Try out for that part in the play that you want. Run for student council president. Don't be afraid of failure. This week in college basketball, it's Jimmy V week. Jim Valvano was a college basketball coach that died of bone cancer. 23 years ago, shortly before his death, he gave the greatest speech of all time. If you have Mr. Lampy for class today, ask him to bring it up and show it to you. In this speech, he said, "If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day. You do that 7 days a week, and you're gonna have something special. So go out there, live life to the fullest, and don't hold anything back. Live out your high school years without any regret. Thank you all for your time. Have a wonderful Friday, and God bless." Thank you.